I've had the wonderful opportunity to interview some of the most accomplished and successful Montreal media figures, such as Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, former Habs hockey player George Larac, and pop stars David Usher, Cyril Kumar, and Véronique Tiquet in my work as an entertainment journalist over the years.
We have to move to green energy. We absolutely have to.
Just the idea that we all have the capacity to make a difference in the world, and that's what I was doing.
When I was going to play, whether you watch hockey or not, you're going to know who I am because I'll be doing something.
You have to believe in what you do and don't ever forget that what you do is your playground.
Through all the difficulties, how do you, you know, stand strong and, you know...
Yoga is to eliminate the misery.
I've also interviewed Canadian rock band Nickelback and world-renowned spiritual master Sri Sri Ravi Shankar, who's changing the world for the better. So I've often been asked by people to do a podcast. So I'm so proud to welcome you to our Montreal's Moments podcast by Zensa Media Incorporated.
That's Montreal's with a Z.
Lots of thought-provoking, humorous conversations about our media industry in North America, with an emphasis on Montreal, one of the best multicultural cities in the world. Interviews with cool artists, public figures that drop by our city, proud local Montreal artists and entrepreneurs, or people who just love our city and have something to say about it.
Now, why did we name it Montreal's Moments Podcast? So that's just a play on words, the Z and the M, representing Zensa Media, of course. So that was a fun idea that we thought represents us very well. We love our city and we love our Zensa Media crew. So the Z is, that's what the reason it's there for. So we hope you're going to enjoy it. And my colleague Alexandra will be dropping by once in a while to co-host with me.
Welcome to another episode of Montreal's Moments Podcast. That's Montreal's with a Z. I'm your host, Seema Arora from Zensa Media Incorporated. So today we're going to do a special episode with some hot topics that are going on in the media. There's so much to talk about locally and across North America. So one of the first topics we're going to kick off the show is, of course, the Oscars 2024 that is just around the corner. Lots of buzz about different films going on. And so I wanted to touch on that topic a little bit. So I'd like to mention that the Oscars will be celebrating its 96th edition this year. I mean, that's quite spectacular as far as the industry goes, that an award show like that has such a big impact on it and for so many years, which is quite impressive. So it sure is getting a lot of buzz. And I wanted to take a look at some of the categories. And please feel free to share any of your comments on our socials, where our podcast is posted, on Montreal's Moments Podcast, on Instagram, on our Facebook, Zensa Media, and on Balado Quebec's website, Montreal Moments page. So the first category that I'm going to mention is one of the most important categories in film, as far as I'm concerned, and that is the screenplay category, because without a screenplay, there is no movie. A screenplay is the base of any great film, creating dialogue for actors to speak and giving a story for a director to tell, a story that an editor can piece together. As a screenwriter myself, I can tell you it's one of the toughest parts of creating a great film. In the writing, especially when it's an original screenplay,
I can tell you it's one of the toughest parts of creating a great film. Let's take a look at some of the nominees in the original screenplay category this year at the Oscars. The nominees are as follows: Anatomy of a Fall by Justin Triet and Arthur Harari, The Holdovers by David Hemmingson, Maestro by Bradley Cooper and Josh Singer, May December by Sammy Birch, Story by Sammy Birch and Alex Mechanic, and Past Lives by Celine Song, that is also getting a lot of buzz. I haven't had a chance to see any of these films, but will surely check out a few of them. And I'm wondering if you guys have seen any of them, what you thought of these films and which one you are rooting for. Give us a shout on our socials and share your point of view on that. So the adapted screenplay nominees are American Fiction by Cord Jefferson, Barbie by Greta Gerwig, and Noah Baumbach. They get my vote. Oppenheimer by Christopher Nolan, Poor Things by Tony McNamara, and The Zone of Interest by Jonathan Glazer. So as I mentioned, I'm definitely cheering for Barbie. Greta Gerwig, yay. Her movie covered so many things about society, and just for the fact that she got so many people into the theaters of different ages, men, women, kids, older people as well, that has a tremendous, tremendous amount of value. There's very few directors in America, especially, that I think can get that kind of crowd into a theater. Why I say that? Because in Bollywood, well, a little less nowadays, but definitely in the 90s, the 2000s, the 2010s, there were a lot of family-friendly films where families would go together to watch films. And there was a full of action packs, some were comedy, you know, but it was like a family outing. And many directors in India were able to get all the family like together to show up in the theaters for their films. So that was something that was very normal. And I think in the States, Greta Gerwig really has pulled off something fantastic with Barbie. So I hope she wins. So this year in 2024, my Zensa Media team will be celebrating our 7th edition Zensa Media International Film Festival later this year. It will be in the month of November 2024. So you can send us your films on Film Freeway website. That is our Zensa Media International Film Festival page. And you can also send us an email, Zensa Media, so Z-E-N-S-A, media at gmail.com, for more information on how to apply to send your films. And we'll have our guest judges then that will be looking at the films, and we'll select the official selections that will be announced later this year as well. So yeah, send that to us when you can. In the Best Director category, the nominees are Justin Triet for Anatomy of a Fall, Martin Scorsese for Killers of the Flower Moon, Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer, Yorgos Lanthimos for Poor Things, and Jonathan Glazer for The Zone of Interest. So this, obviously, this category has been getting a lot of buzz. Some of
the directors that are nominated, people have been saying, you know, they're obviously well-deserved. But Greta Gerwig should be in this category. Again, she has achieved something that I don't think any of these films have, but I can't say for sure. You guys can tell me if you've seen any of these films in the Best Director category. But from what I've heard on the topics and what the films are about, I doubt it that they were family-friendly films where pretty much any age person could go watch those. So Greta should have been nominated, in my opinion, in this director category. And there are so few women that have been nominated in this category. I could tell you one thing that growing up, I used to watch Bollywood films when I was watching as a kid with my family. I would joke around and I would say, I'm going to direct such and such big celebrity someday. Or if we would see like a Hollywood film together, you know, I'm going to direct such and such actors someday in films. And I used to kind of joke about it, but I guess maybe in some level I was serious about that as a dream to achieve, you know, that kind of status in the industry as a director. And yeah, like I used to think that, okay, when I'd watch the Oscars, for example, I would see it and say, oh, wow, okay, when that's great, you know, so-and-so won, but, you know, it'd be nice to see like a woman win. And just to kind of be a role model and to say, hey, you know, women can achieve that status in the industry and win such accolades. And never really saw women winning in that category. So I think there was a few that did, but it was a rarity to see that. So that's disappointing. I think in 2024, we still seem very behind, you know, an acknowledgement of a lot of women's great work in the industry. So I hope that the Oscars will do better and will try to be a little more fair and see the bigger picture that there's a ton of great talent doing a great job as directors, and women definitely should be treated fairly in that category and acknowledged when they do a great job as well. So the Best Picture category, which is also a really big one this year, and every year that is like a really coveted prize. So the Best Picture category includes American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, yay, hope Barbie wins that too, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest. So for the full list of nominees, you can check out the Oscars website at oscars.org. And yeah, it's going to be really exciting to see the show coming up in the month of March. So keep an eye out for that. With our podcast updates on Instagram, Montreal's Moments, that's Montreal's with a Z. Facebook, you can find our content on Zensa Media page, and of course on Balado Quebec website, where you can check us out on Montreal's Moments page as well there.